Because everything, you can't push things, you can't force things. Everything will happen on its own divine timing. And it's so important that we are aware. And I'm totally guilty of pushing things and trying things to happen in my timing rather than in divine timing of everyone who is involved. Because if you are in business, you are in relation with someone, with your clients, with your potential clients, with your partners, with your team. And this goes also for life. When you're in relationship with someone, with your friends, with your partner, whatever that is, with your kids, you can't force things. Everything comes in a divine timing. The Fearless and Successful Podcast is hosted by your Hype Girl Dee, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who design life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started. What is up, my fearless people? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening, and from wherever you are tuning in from. Welcome, 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 welcome. I am sharing this one because I know that a lot of us are, entrepreneurs, especially new entrepreneurs, are caught up in a hustle and really this chase of creating and chasing clients and forcing things and pushing and all these Gary V tactics, which are, I'm not saying that I'm not a fan of, but I want to give you a perspective of how to be more aligned with your vision, with your creation, and what is the impact that you want to create, and how can you do that with more ease, flow, and joy and love. Okay, so this is really for you if you're like a bit of a spiritual badass and you are really in a mode of, especially if you are a generator who loves human design. If you are a generator, you will know that rest is so important for us, and really like operating from a place of fun, joy, excites us. So for all of you generators and spiritual badasses, visionaries and conscious creators, I've got your back. If you're first time on this show, I am so grateful that you're spending time with me, and I am here to hype you up and to just give you permission and guide you to live your best life and to dream big, to plan for success and impact the world. Let's get this party started. So when it comes to really like realigning with your purpose and reconnecting with what it is that I want to create in this world, it comes down to one thing: reset. I'm going to call this one a divine reset because when you are divinely in connecting with your higher self, that is a divine reset. Because sometimes we just don't, and I'm not talking about rest. This is something else. Reset does involve also resting and really like resting in your own divine timing. Right? Because everything, you can't push things, you can't force things. Everything will happen on its own divine timing. And it's so important that we are aware. And I'm totally guilty of pushing things and trying things to happen in my timing rather than in divine timing of everyone who is involved. Because if you are in business, you are in relation with someone, with your clients, with your potential clients, with your partners, with your team. And if, and this goes also for life, when you're in relationship with someone, with your friends, with your partner, whoever that is, with your kids, you can't force things. Everything comes in a divine timing. So number one thing that I really, really, really want you to practice is to take a break, right? So it's really easy to get into a mode of a hustle and just trying to force things. But taking a break is so essential for your well-being. It's essential for your creative thought process, for your creative juices to come along. And you have to reset your mind and refill your creative well. That is something that is natural, and it really, I really want to emphasize, taking a break is so important. Taking time off from your, you know, from your usual routines and just allow yourself to rest and rejuvenate. It's my number one tip for you. If you are kind of lost, you know, for me, I just want to, before I go into the second step or a tip, I want to say that for me, purpose, for everyone else, purpose is always evolving. Your purpose in life, your purpose in business will always evolve. As you're growing, your purpose will grow too. And I want you to be mindful of, you know, that it's not the length of the time that you need to, you know, come align in an alignment with your purpose. It's really about the self-discovery and the journey that you are on. Really, my reset was a long one, and I'm just so grateful for the journey and not like focusing on, oh, when will I actually get realigned with my purpose? But oh my God, I'm in it. I'm in the thickness of birthing a new idea of, and it's exciting. And I'm not thinking about when it's gonna come. You know, I don't like the anxiousness around anything, and I don't want you to be in a vibe of anxiousness in the frequency of anticipation of something that is like that has negative connotation. So I really want you to be mindful of being in a journey rather than, you know, being in an expectation of the goal and the timeline. So when you are evolving your purpose, just reflect on the timeline. Consider why you even started your business, right? What was the initial intention? And just, you know, be aware of, create an awareness of, oh, I am, this was a, I got so far, but I am excited for new goals, new values, and new passions that are present right here, right now. You know, and sometimes it just takes, oh, so this was the initiation and this was an initial intention. Am I still aligned with this, you know, intention that was created when I started my business? Or this intention actually change over time? What is the creation that will be, what is the creation that you want to put out there right now that's going to be aligned with your purpose now? So I'm going to give you an example. When I started my online business, like the first program that we actually launched was a business, was a program for busy moms, right? And I still have that complete program on the platform, but this was in 2017 when we started this process of creating the Busy Mom Academy. And yeah, at that time, I went full on into, you know, just empowering moms to do business more mindfully and, you know, prioritizing their kids And, you know, 6 years later, I'm not saying that I'm not prioritizing my kids. I absolutely am doing everything for them. But it's also, as a single mom, I have like different perspective of how do I want to serve my kids as a role model? And how do I want to learn from them to be a better mom? Which is not necessarily now a primary drive in my business. For me now, it's really that huge impact that I want to create to better the world, you know? And I think, yeah, moms are definitely, you know, conscious creators of new generations, but also I moms are definitely my target clients, but I'm not actually like promoting in terms of, oh, I want to work with moms. So really, is that still aligned from your initial intention, right? So yeah, reflect on your purpose. Where were you when you started and where are you now? And that also brings me to point three. Take a critical look at your past work. Sometimes we just cling on the things that we already created. For me, like, you know, I'm gonna say this with sometimes I was feeling ashamed. And when I was sharing with one of my mentors that in the past I had 74 offers and I was confused, let alone my clients, how they can work with me, because there were so many options to choose from. And now when we have like just, you know, we're going out with two new offers, it feels so aligned, it feels so good, it feels so grounded and exciting, you know, to share that. And I'm not attached to that past work. It was so easy for me to just let go of some of the offers that we offered before, because yeah, it got me to a place of this incredible business and building incredible impact, but I'm not attached to, you know, I'm so grateful that I was able to serve so many clients and so many, you know, people around the world, but it's a new time, new perspective for me. And, you know, I'm excited to share some of the new projects that we will be launching soon. So really, you know, what does that look like, you know, in your, like, what is your identity now? And what do you want to create from that identity? Don't let your past work really hold you back from stepping into your new identity. So take a review, take a critical look on your past work. Set an intention based on that reflection and review, like really set an intention. What will that look like in, you know, what will, do you want to create in the future? What is the vision for the future? This is easy one. Just write it down. Similar to the first one, like really like resting and taking a break is also like practicing self-care. I think this is so, so important. A lot of people think like self-care is, you know, I'm going to put some mask on and I'm going to, you know, eat some good food. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But self-care actually means that you are taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Prioritize all the activities that will bring you joy. You know, I do my routines, my self-care routines always include like daily meditation, exercise, and spending time in nature. That is so important for me to ground myself and to be in the flow with my feminine that is a creator, right? So what does that self-care practice looks like for you? Like really commit yourself and then be consistent with it. The most important thing is when you are like now, oh, I'm coming from a place of love, joy, and really like this new energy, new identity. I set the intention, I reviewed everything, and now it's time to connect with your audience. really like go out and share your new intention. When you are doing the divine reset, don't be afraid to say, hey, this is me resetting. I want to connect with you. Who is still aligned with me and my past work, and who wants to get in an alignment of what am I creating in the future? This is so important because sometimes we feel that when we are making a transition, when we are making a switch from who we were to who we want to be, we think that we're going to lose the people. Let me tell you a secret. You're not losing anyone if they are aligned with you. You don't want to have a bunch of followers that are not longer, you know, engaged and aligned with your creation that you are putting out there in the future. Like, you don't want to have followers that won't buy from you, or won't engage with you. Like, just be authentic and you know, share what is coming up for you in a way that you're not in fear. Oh, I'm going to lose someone because I'm going to say, oh, I'm creating this. No, that will give you an opportunity to just create space for the people that will be your, you know, fans and followers with purpose. Okay? So really engage and really share what is coming up for you. Like, why are you resetting? What is coming up for you? And yeah. Like, have fun with this, because it's you. Be authentic in who you are and just go for it. It's beautiful journey. And when you come from a place of abundance and not feeling, oh, scarcity, I'm going to lose someone because I'm creating something new, like, cut that shit off. I'm just going to say it like it is. And I hope this really served you. How to reset. I'm going to go through all 6 steps again. And if you have any questions, go on Instagram and just, you know, I created also a post with all these steps. Go on Instagram and share with me. What will you focus on right now? Like, what is number one thing that you need to work on for your divine reset? So here we go. Number one, take a break. It's good. It's good for your soul. It's good for your heart. It's good for your mind. It's good for your body. Like, just go for it. Take a break. Don't hustle. 2, reflect on your purpose. Is it still aligned? Are you still aligned with where you were and where you want to go? Review. Critical look. What of your past work does not fit into your current identity? 4, set an intention. What do you want to create? Choose. It's you have a freedom of choice. Practice self-work. Self-care. Self-care is work. And you guys, if you haven't, you know, incorporated a practice of self-care, I think this should be a priority for you. Connect with your audience. Like, engage with them in a way that, you know, you let them know that you are shifting, you're transitioning, you're resetting, and, you know, invite them on that journey. It's fun. So with that being said, I am so grateful. If this resonated with you, as I said, go on Instagram, my Instagram, it's in the show notes. Go to this post about divine reset and let me know, what are you working on now for your reset? Have fun and don't forget to be awesome. Love you. My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you and I'm so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so, so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.